We present from London the Dudley Moore Trio with guest artist Dakota Staton.
Hello, this is Dudley Moore here. Don't go away for the next half hour. Well, what you're hearing in the background is my ghastly theme tune. With me, as usual, are Peter McGurk on bass and Chris Caron on drums, and we're all raring to go. Flicking through some old tunes, we decided to open the programme with one that trad bands seem to play a bit mainly, but it's a good one for a trio too. I hope we haven't disguised the melody for you too much. Here it is, Indiana. Well, that was Indiana, or Echoes of Torquay, as it is known in our camouflaged version. Did you recognise the tune? If you did, send me a 10-shilling postal order with your answer. Well, so much for that. We welcome as our guest a singer who has made several most successful visits over here. We only wish she would visit us more often. Her first number is I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, and here to sing it, Dakota Staton.
Thing to me, please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know that we were meant to be more than just friends, just friends. When I let a song out of my heart, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday.
Well, thank you very much, Dakota Staton. What a great voice that is. More of Dakota later on in the programme. I'd like to turn to a male singer for a second. Someone who, like Dakota, seems to go on producing great records all the time. Frank Sinatra. Some of his really sort of definitive performances were put down on discs a few years ago. He seems to be tremendously wise in his choice of material. The songs he sings are always tuneful and swinging. Or maybe he just makes them so. Well, we'd like to play one of these songs now, and to make it a little different, we certainly couldn't cap Sinatra's performance of it. I've turned the tune, much against its will, into a sort of Bach prelude. It's gone all sort of contrapuntal on me. So here it is, I Thought About You. was our version of I Thought About You, with apologies to J.S. Bach. You can rest quiet again in your grave, Johann, if I may be so familiar. Well, every singer likes to sing the blues, and what could be more rewarding than Dakota Staton singing the blues? So here she is with the blues. Of numbers ago, the trio had a satirical poke at your Baroque composers, specifically Johann Sebastian Bach. He really came in for a wry dig. Now I'm going to have a go at one of those modern composers. I'll give him a right lambasting. The name of the bloke who's going to cop it is Benjamin Britten. Quite seriously, Benjamin Britten is one of the most distinguished composers of our time, a musician whose achievements have been recognised by his colleagues and the public alike. He's, in fact, one modern composer whom I constantly listen to, since he always has something human to say in his music, and his warmth and sincerity as a person are beyond doubt. But like any composer one really loves, Benjamin Britten has many easily recognisable qualities and stylistic features in his music. And it is these that I hope to bring out in this setting of the old nursery rhyme Little Miss Muffet, as perhaps conceived by Benjamin Britten, and as perhaps sung by Peter Pears.
Eating our clothes and the world. Up came a big spider and sat down beside her and frightened me some other. Oh, my! and frightened Miss Marvel.
Well, I'm afraid little Miss Muffet got rather a raw deal there, and so did Benjamin Britten, for that matter, I suppose. So let's pass quickly on to our next tune with the trio.
We'd like to play a tune that was written by a French person, and it's called Les Feuilles Mortes, which being translated means autumn leaves. In its sinuous melody, we see the golden brown leaves falling unwillingly from their arboreal perch to the cold sod beneath, embracing the damp, cloddish earth with shriveled hands.
Yes, thank you, Dad. Sorry about that. I think we'll make the tune a little sunnier than that, if we may. Give us a couple of bars, Chris. Well, that was a sort of cosy Brazilian view of autumn leaves, a little warmer and less windy than the English view. I suppose lots of people would like to emigrate and spend a sunnier time in the colder months, but I must say that English weather is about the only thing I really feel patriotic about. I suppose it's lucky that I don't like the sun. I'm not what you might call a basker. I'm a bit of a snuggler, you know, a warm fire and a cup of cocoa.
There's nothing like a nice cup of cocoa, is there, boy?
And the wind howling outside. Still, before I start sounding like Emily Bronte, we'll get on with the next number. An original of mine that was no doubt conceived over a cup of cocoa. Anyway, it reminds me of that sort of feeling whenever I play it. It's called Make Minor Blues.
Thank you.
Make minor blues. It's not a blues even in the remotest sense, I suppose. Maybe I should change the title.
What about Siesta in Montreal or Babylonian Snake Dance?
Yes, well, thank you, Tad. We'll let you know. Well, now, Dakota Stetton is back for her last number and is going to crank up the pace of the trio for a rattling version of Avalon. Thank you, Dakota Stetton, for that whirlwind exit from our program. It has really been very exciting having you sing for us today. Many thanks. Well, that's all from us. Myself, Dudley Moore, Peter McGurk on bass, and Chris Carron on drums.
Tell then I'm off for a cup of cocoa. It's nothing like a nice cup of cocoa, is there? Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Dudley Moore Trio with their guest artist, Dakota Stetton. The program was also introduced by Dudley Moore.